ਜਾਓ ਸੋ ਜਾਓ, ਥਾਪੀ ਦੇ ਰਹੀ ਪੱਲੇ ਨੇ ਝੁਲਾ ਦੀ
in the house of Rivalla Prabhu about the teachings of Srila Raghunath Das Krishna. And in this, I will today to explain about Guru, Guru Seva. But before this, I want to say something in very brief. That a reporter came in morning and he asked, what is your mission to come in this eastern country? Are you different from the other religions here going on? I told him that God is one without second. He told true. I told him that if there are so many religions, and if there are so many gods, then they must have one themselves. If there are so many gods. But from the ancient history and epic, Bible or Quran or other books, we see that there is no quarrel between so many gods, if gods are so many. Never any war or anything, as in this world, so many great wars are going on, but never. I think there are so many religions. I think also there are so many gods, no one. There may be. But it is true that God is one without second, also this is true. And there are so many gods, this story is included in that. How? Why they were not quarreling and yet there are not quarreling? I think this reason may be that because except Krishna, all are shapeless, without hands and feet. They are shapeless, powerless, they have no hands to struggle and fight, to quarrel themselves. Only Krishna, the Supreme Partner, has hands, mouth and face and everything. So they could not quarrel with Krishna because they were shapeless. They cannot take any weapon or any atom bomb or anything. Also, they have no power to create bombs and anything. This may be reason. Or, one thing it may be, that Supreme Personality of God is His one. Sometimes He comes in this world, in part. Sometimes He may send His representative. Like you have heard that Muhammad was the best messenger of Prophet. Also, Isa was son of Jesus Christ, God Himself. Like Nrisimhadev, like Ramchandra, sometimes He sends His part like Ram, Nrisimha and Bhagavan. Sometimes His other manifestations is. So we see that all are one God, Khuda, or all manifestations of Krishna. or our Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, one sattva, there are not so many. So this highest personality of Godhead comes in so many states for the benefit of this whole world. To save this world, to support and nourish, and to bring them in proper line of love and affection, so that all can easily realize their own swarup. Swarup means identity and so on. We should know it very vividly that we are not this spiritual, this material body. We cannot take any part, anything from this world when we will die. We'll have to keep this body. Also this mind will have to keep. So, but we are struggling always for this material body, material happiness and all this. By this, doing this, we can achieve peaceful in peace in mind and also happiness in this world and after this. Soul is eternal, God is eternal. So there is a relation between them, and that relation we have forgotten now. And we have now related with this body and mind. And they are actually doing everything for pleasure of this body. We are studying, we are becoming engineers, leaders, scientists, businessmen, so many things. We are managing. Again, we give up that marriage, wife or husband. Again, we remarry, but never we will have this. We are not having this. We are collecting all these things for till we become old. We should be happy in our old age because we have collected so many things. But see that in old age we become full of diseases. We cannot walk, hair becomes white, there are no teeth now, and we cannot walk easily. And one day, giving up all things, this body and everything, we don't know where we go, the soul. So great personality, like Acharya, the Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, our Gurudev, before that the Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna himself, they descended to this world. To give the way how they can realize their soul and Krishna, he is so merciful. So in briefly, I can tell you that if you remember him, and pray him by chanting Krishna name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. You can easily overcome the days and birth, sorrows and sufferings of this world. And a real pure devotion and love for Godhead will come, and then you will be qualified to be a mission for making whole world happy mission. This was the mission of our whole Acharya and Siddhanta Bhaktivedanta Swami. My mission is the same. But how we can have this? Raghunath Das Goswami, one of the gurus, it has grown going to knowledge. I want to explain one word, guru, here. In brief, who is guru? Who is the spiritual master who has realized? Who is he? What is so? And where realized? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he has also realized the relation between them, that is love and affection. And by that, this, he has been renounced, has no attachment, but any worldly attachment at all. He can play a role of householder, know-how. Like Janak and like all other Prajavasis, but they are really good. So in all ethics it has been given the function, the lesson, symptom of Guru. So here he is telling Srila Raghunath Das Goswami about Sadguru. I am going to give some examples for this. Perhaps you have heard Mahabharata story or seen in radio, television. There was a boy whose name was Ekalavya, who went to Dronacharya, the preceptor of Pandavas and all. He was very expert in all kinds of knowledge, especially in archery. He was also a very knowledgeable person. He had so much knowledge, his spiritual knowledge. But he was especially so much expert in archery. Eklavya went to him and prayed that, I want to learn archery from you. Please give me that knowledge. He refused shortly. I cannot give this knowledge to you. Why? He did not told him the reason, but in his mind he thought that he is a very low class of person. And he is not a good person. He is a very bad class of person. And if I am giving this knowledge to him, he will ruin this whole world. He has no tolerance. He has no good qualities. He will ruin this whole world. So they rejected him. But he went in the forest and made a murti, a statue of his Dronacharya, and began to learn archery. And in few days, became very expert. One day, Dronacharya went to this forest with his expert disciples like Arjuna and all others. He went in the same forest. There was a dog with him. Anyhow, he heard any voice and he began to bark. It was a very wonderful thing that in the second day of the dog was not barking. Why? Because his mouth was full of so many arrows at the time. And he could not talk. All that one. Oh, very expert person. Who is he? Then they went there and saw. Oh, there is a very young pure, young person, clear, but very bold and very expert in everything. Dronacharya, who are you? My name is Akla. What are you doing? I'm learning altering from you. Who is Guru? You are my Guru. Your technique is my Guru. Oh? And now you have a very expert in this archery. But you have not given me Dakshina. Dakshina means? Contribution. No. That is called only Dakshina. You have not gathered anything. So you must pay something. All of this. I can tell you as you like what you say I'm giving. Oh? Then you should give your right hand thumb. Oh, what is thumb? This thumb? Any item thumb is sold and cut up and get it. And satisfied. And secondly, come and be returned with his own accident. Some told that is a very high level of devotee and recent. But Srila Prabhupada, Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, thought that he was not a pure disciple. It seems that he was from the eyes of worldly wise, that he was a pure devotee. He can give anything this neck out. But actually he was not a pure devotee, not even a devotee. Not he was a third class bogus devotee also. He was out of it. He was a general. To control and to defeat and to kill Arjuna and all others, he wanted to learn this archery. And at last we see in his life career, Krishna took his Sudarshan and killed him. Why? He began to fight with Krishna, the supreme personality of God. And he wanted to kill all devotees in the whole world. So Krishna at once took his Sudarshan chakra and murdered. So if he was any very bona fide devotee and disciple, Krishna has never killed him. But now I see so many gurus have kept their disciples' name Ekalakshya and they feel a little good. Yes or no? We are not going to be a disciple like this. This should try to follow the words and orders of our Gurudev to fulfill his inner mood, then we can be disciples. What Guru wants? That is to love and do service of Krishna. They want to offer in the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the actual symptom of any Gurudev. He wants to give to the Now if we can come in the AP case, Vaidhi case, we had here, there was a disciple named Aruni. Aruni. Yeah. He came to his Gurudev to learn Brahma Vidya, knowledge of Brahma, Brahma Jnana. He offered himself in the lotus feet of his Gurudev. He told Gurudev order that he used to stay for 25 years in my ashram and shut my family. They got to do like this. One day there was very rainy day. So much rain was going on and it was very cold day. He told his disciples that in the midnight, that at once you should go to my form. Heavy rain is coming. I think the bomb perishable and to stop water, perhaps it has been broken. So you should go and make it again, so that water should not go anywhere to stop water. So many times off, without any objection, without in the cold night, in the rain, and he went there. And he began to collect some mud and to rebuild the wall. But he fell. It was also so cold that his body was becoming like snow. For that. But yet, he has followed his good word. At last, he slept there. Like a wall there, where that was broken. And he kicked the water. And thus it became one. He did not return to his guru home. All were very bad behavior. In the morning, in the dawn, there was some darkness. And his guru there took hurricane, a lamp, and went there. Oh, Arvi, where you are. He was about to faint. But anyhow, in a very limp voice he told, Gurudeva, what are you doing? I am sleeping here. I am lying down to protect the water, not to go out. Oh, come on. Anyhow, he picked up and in breath and told, I have never seen a disciple like you. Well, alright. Now you are qualified to have Brahma Jnana from me, this knowledge, supreme knowledge from me. And at once he kept his hand on the head of that disciple and he received all, he realized all kinds of Brahma Jnana. He began to see everywhere Brahma. And in Brahma everywhere. This was certainly a very pure. But he received only Brahma Jnana. He was not perfect. Disciple. Also we see here, there was one more disciple. And his name was? What? Upamanyu was first class of disciples. He also went to his Gurudev Dhamyariti that I want to have Brahma Jnana, this very supreme knowledge. So I want this from him. I know that if anyone has this knowledge, perfect knowledge, he will be a perfect soul and he will realize his soul. And thus he will overcome from the days, births and sorrows and everything, all worldly challenges. Very easily he can. He will never die, he will never say birth. His Gurudev also told, be established in my this ashram and you should graze my whole cows everywhere. Understand? In order to graze his cows and to protect and to subject his cows. He began to do this. One day he told that my dear disciple, I see that you are very quiet. But you stay in my ashram, I don't give you anything to eat. But I see that you are very quiet. But how will you? He told them, I graze your cows, and sometimes when I am hungry, I take the milk of cows. Oh, you should not say, never.
You should not go there. You should go and stop the horse. He went again and after some days, he called him. He said, "Oh, I told you not to take milk from the horse, but yet you are citing some. I am very healthy, healthy. How is it?" He told the Gurudev, "When the cows after grazing their feet very patiently, they chow, they chew, and something or some home comes in their mouth. I used to take from all cows something, collect and take it." Then you say, "Oh, you are not doing well. You are not open. You should not take also this. But you have to search. Go and search the cow and keep my order, obey my order." After 1 month, he again called that boss, listened, and told, "Oh, yes, and see, what you are doing? You are still healthy? What you are doing? How you are doing? He told any reply, but Gurudev told, "You should not take anything from cows and serve." And after some days he came and returned. He called back his disciple and he came totally blind. "See, all, my dear disciple, how you became blind?" He told that Gurudev, "You told not to take the foam of cows, not the milk of cows, even anything from cows. So I took a kind of plant, and that plant has some in the leaves, some like milk, but it is quite a very big one. And it is called the acorn in India. Also, I have seen so many plants here. If you break the leaf, you see that leaf is coming. So I was doing like that.